happy Memorial Day to everyone. I know that may be an oxymoron to some people, and I understand that. But again, we are very privileged to live in this country, and we're free because of what many, many people have done for us, too. So we're grateful for that. But yes, Athlon, National, and SEC is out. Lindy's National is out, which means Lindy's SEC will be out likely in the next few days. So we're happy about that. And frankly, there's a lot of similarity between the two.
See, I get an alumni one from UCF that actually has us winning all five of the Power Five divisions. But that's a different – I don't think you guys have that version. So the one I'm also reading here, when it comes down to – the better chance, I want to ask you the question, because it's pretty obvious by most of the media, and the media, for the most part, not too many sway away with a crazy pick. Once in a while, maybe you might have a team like Arkansas. They might move up to like fourth in the SEC West instead of seventh, but that's not that big on the national scale. Who do you believe, though, overall, Brent, between Alabama winning the West or Georgia winning the East? Because usually it'd be an easy answer. It's always Alabama. But in this year, with Bryce Young having the opportunity, you've got a team with a lot of veterans returning when it comes to Georgia. Who do you think has a better chance to win their division, Georgia or Alabama?
Well, I still say Alabama. I still think they've got the better players. I mean, I was at their spring game and was just amazed at the talent that they've got, and that hasn't changed. Now, look, does that mean that they can't struggle with Bryce Young? I mean, sure, that's very possible. But and look, I think Georgia also has, frankly, Chad, more of a possibility with. Now, look, the schedule is going to be tough for both of them, frankly, with Alabama. Going to Florida, going to Auburn, and certainly going to A&M. None of that's going to be easy. But, again, Georgia's got Clemson. If they lose that game, is a committee going to be looking at them as there probably won't be much of a room for error left as far as the season. And then you've got Auburn, you've got Florida, you've got a Missouri, I mean, and such as that. So, I do think they both win their division right now, but I think that probably would be, I would give that nod more to Alabama.
Brent, what should be the expectations for Bryce Young this year for Alabama fans?
Well, I mean, will he be Mac Jones? Well, I mean, there's probably a chance he won't be. But I think what you're looking at is you may not have those kind of numbers, but I think you will. He may run. He certainly was more athletic. He'll run the ball a little bit better. I think he's got a good arm on him. We saw that during the spring game, and it's an amazing amount of talent. I mean, if he cannot commit turnovers, and if he can distribute the ball to the playmakers, he'll be fine, and the numbers will frankly take care of themselves.
Brent, looking right now at what's happening in college football, the name, image, and likeness, how much do you think is going to have an impact on this year? I know things are starting to open back up. That means politics and politicians are going to have more time on their hands to come after things that probably aren't all their business. But when it comes down to the situation with every state and the name, image, and likeness, the NIL, do you believe that it's going to affect anything this year when it comes to college football?
Much less this year than next. The NCAA still hasn't really come forward with anything. I mean, you've got some states that have reenacting something, and even with some of those, some are it's affected this year, some next year. So it really just depends. But no, I think they've still got to to finish that, and then even afterwards, this stuff, we really are not going to know how to even legislate it, I think, until probably 2 or 3 years down the road. I mean, there are just a lot of probably unintended consequences right now that we're not even close to being aware of.
Brent, when you look right now at some of the teams and looking through the magazines, one of the teams we were talking about, a team that could surprise you this year out of the SEC, and I said one team just based on their schedule was Missouri, just based on you have a good coach in Eli Drinkwitz, and then you have a quarterback that has some veteran starts in Connor Bazelak, and and their schedule is just really it fits well. I mean, the games that are the toughest, they have a couple games at home that they can win. They don't have to play one of the cross-division Alabamas like last year. This team legitimately could be an 9-3 type team this year. Now, that would be on the high side, probably more 7-5. But who's your underdog team that could surprise a lot of people this year out of the SEC?
Well, I can't overlook them either. I mean, I think that's why they're third in the Eastern Division, frankly, by both the magazines. I mean, we almost say this every year that there's a possibility that Kentucky could do the same thing, but I think they were kind of poised to do that last year, but it just didn't come through. So, but I would not be at all surprised that if an Ole Miss was able to do that. I mean, they're going to have Matt Corral, and then they're going to, I think, have a better defense, and people realize that they're going to have. So all in all, I would probably go with Missouri in the East and Ole Miss in the West.
Do you? Well, I guess let's look at some other East teams, Coach, in terms of first year coaches, and we can throw Auburn in there. What? I guess for each programmer, what should be judged as a successful season, I think, for Auburn, and then if you're looking at Tennessee and South Carolina as well, what would a successful first season look like for those head coaches?
I think Auburn probably a 7-5, 8-4 in the first year. I mean, look, and let's be honest, that's no better than what Gus Malzahn was able to do, but still, and as many losses they've had, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, that's probably fair. Tennessee would be 6-6 and go to a bowl game. I saw a projection for 24/7 last week that listed Tennessee being in the Liberty Bowl, and I think they'd sign that in blood right now. I think South Carolina, being just competitive. No one wants a 5-7 record, but I think right now, if South Carolina could do 5-7, that would mean they wouldn't be Clemson, of course, and they would have to win not one, but maybe two games in the league that they weren't expecting. But again, We have no idea what we're going to get out of South Carolina right now. That's probably been the most secretive situation that we've seen. So, and we just don't know enough about Shane Beamer. So I would say probably eight-ish for Auburn, six for Tennessee, which still get them in the bowl game, and South Carolina, I still say if they won four or five, that may not be a bad season for them.
Brent, you have an opportunity to cover the Florida Gators. I mean, a team that had a lot of success early. We're actually looked at as a potential national title contender, and then sort of the wheels fell off late. But overall, Kyle Trask had one of the best seasons in Florida history. You look at the way that the team really could never, though, establish the running game, and also the defense just, it wasn't one of the best. And Will Muschamp teams, there was so much emphasis on defense, but also you had quarterback sneaks on third down and 14, down by 7. It was awful offensively. But Florida fans know it's not going to be the same season offensively. Emory Jones has been there. He's a solid athlete, but he's not Kyle Trask. What Right. What is going to get them back to where they were? They were tasting like the high-end buffet, like that. Not, well, I don't know why I said buffet, but like they were eating the expensive steaks, you know, feeling like they were back in that elite category. And I think some people outside of Gator fans could see them take a step back into that sort of that 8-4 zone where elite teams want to get out of so badly. Do you see that happening this year?
Maybe. I think people who really follow them expect that could happen. We just don't know enough about Emory Jones to know whether or not that he could deal with that. What was a weakness last year, I think, could be a strength. I frankly think their running back room is going to be very good, and it's going to be very deep, and that will help them. Damian Pierce, Malik Davis, you've got to believe Lorenzo Lingard gets it together at some point. I mean, can they find a tight end to replace Kyle Pitts, Kemore Gamble, or Zipper, or two guys that are possibilities? I think the offensive line, especially if Ethan White this year steps up and Stuart Reese and they play better, I think the wide receivers should be okay. Rick Wells, in his senior year, hopefully he'll finally do something. Xavier Henderson is a kid that they're depending on a good bit. I think the thing for them is going to be different is the defense is going to be better. Zachary Carter at defensive end. Brenton Cox, will he be what they really want at this point, too? Gervin Dexter, you've heard a lot about. So, my goodness, the secondary's got to be better, does it not? So, again, that having Alabama at home will be a major challenge for them. But, look, even now, think about this. Florida Atlantic, USF, Bama, Tennessee, at Kentucky, Vandy, and then you've got LSU and Georgia in a row. I mean, the reality is for them going to LSU, they should be able to go to LSU with – one loss at the most. So if you can do that, at that point, that's the middle of October. If you split LSU and Georgia, you've still got a shot.
Brent, final question here. We have to slip these questions in now that Tim Tebow is, you know, the ties to the Jacksonville area there and also with Florida, but I feel like everything with Jacksonville, with Urban Meyer being on WWE this weekend, and they're using his office to throw things like the laptop, and then you got, you know, Trevor Lawrence's number two and Tim Tebow's number one in jersey sales. I don't know why that's not a hard word. And then Tim Tebow comes out there and he just looks like this jacked guy that's been playing at this veteran for the last 6 years that he hasn't. And I guess that $49.99 gym membership outside of football was working out. But overall, Brent, what are you seeing around there? I mean, has there been a change, or are most people still saying I'll see it to believe it kind of thing with Tebow in football?
I think at this point you've got to look at it that way, that you just got to give it time and see. I mean, he's got a shot. Do we know if he's going to make the roster? I still think if Khan says, okay, we need him to sell jerseys and tickets, that somehow he'll make the roster. And it's not going to be the end of the world if he does. So that's kind of what it looks like to me, frankly, is just but people still, they don't trust Urban and what he can get done there. It's still just too early. And Trevor Lawrence is just a rookie. Almost not even that now. So it is. It's just a waiting game. I mean, they're doing what they can, I think, to bring some hope into what's happening. But it's not just you recruit the quarterback and it's done. They have so many issues right now that it is, and so much work ahead of them. And people were asking me this in church yesterday, and the thing I've told them is you just got to realize you won one game last year. Maybe this year you can win three or four, and even that would be progress.
Brent, as always, great stuff. I know you had a chance working with Lindy's and around the magazines. We're all infatuated with magazines, having an opportunity when it comes down to Athlon and Lindy's and Street and Smith, and also Bill Steele, who a lot of paperwork goes into that. But when it comes down to this year, we're looking at, like, in the cover of the one I have, and I think that you have the same one.
Yeah,
okay. And you got Alex Leatherwood from Pensacola on that first page with Nick Saban earning his 7th national title, which is a cool picture and the opportunities here for the city of Pensacola. But and then the ad, which is a great ad for Rivers of Recovery, which has rehab for U.S. Combat vets to have an opportunity to come fish with people and get out in the open nature. But I think, is there something that you notice from these magazines this year that might be an add-on? Because, you know, you know more than we do being around it. Is there something every year that, you know, the discussions of adding some new feature to it, or is there usually pretty much the same old standard operation?
Well, I think basically it is what it is. What you're going to change is going to be the features. The rest of it is what it needs to be, and it's a reference guide. But look, if you're on the beach on a day like today and you want some good reading, it's a good one to read. If you've got any of them in your hand, so they're all basically from the same template every year. But I think what we're going to begin to see will be over the next few years, probably more on name, image, and likeness. And in the reality is, it's a shame they couldn't do one of these. And like I've always said, if they do one in August, it would be a lot more accurate, because after the transfer portal and after the new transfer rule is enacted in January, it's all going to be it's not going to be just a moot point. That's not what I want to say, but there are going to be so many changes that it's frankly going to be unbelievable.
Yes, it is. I think a very exciting year in college football. I know a lot of people want to talk about the off the field stories. That's what really gets people going these days. Having an opportunity to get on some blog report and act like your team's good when they're not, or any of that. But when it comes down to the game itself, with Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, and teams like we know Ohio State, like I said, Alabama and Clemson, though, three of the big blue bloods right there of the game, all with brand new quarterbacks, I think it's very intriguing, and to say the least. So I'm excited for the year, Brent. I know you are as well, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Monday. Thank you for taking time out of your day.